I'd like to call the Commerce Committee meeting to order. First on our agenda would be a roll call.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Present.
Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Congressman Keane?
Present.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Chair Big Horse?
Present. Next would be prayer. Congressman Keane, could you render a prayer for us this morning, sir?
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We ask that you just please watch over those Osages in mourning. Just touch their hearts and heal them, Lord. Give them comfort in the days ahead. Lord, we ask that you just look over and bless and heal those Osages and people everywhere who are sick or suffering. We ask that you just give them peace of mind, Lord, and just watch over them and guide them and protect them. And just please watch over us as we make the best decisions to help the Osage Nation. In your name we pray, amen.
Thank you, sir. Next will be approval of minutes from September the 16th.
Chair, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from September 16th as presented.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Those opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. Next on our agenda would be number 5, ONCA 25112, an act to authorize and appropriate $1,600,000 to the Gray Horse 5-man board for expansion of the Gray Horse Arbor and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Tillman. Congressman Tillman, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, committee. We're here this morning to discuss the, as the bill states, Gray Horse Arbor and the expansion and some of the problems that we're experiencing over there. And I'd like to thank Secretary Johnson and Silas Sapahoodle for putting this together. We have a representative here from the 5-man board, Mr. Chuck Tillman, and we also have an attendance engineering firm, Wallace Engineering Firm, Mr. Woolsey. And so I don't know how they want to proceed, Mr. Chair, but I would like to turn it over to them and so that they can give us their presentation. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Mr. Tillman or Mr. Johnson?
Just like to thank everyone for inviting me here to speak today. And what we're trying to address at Gray Horse is this past Ilashka, we had several problems with water drainage. This year was kind of an unusual year for the amounts of water that we had and the rain and things like that, but it's kind of been an ongoing problem that needs to be addressed. Currently, with the rainfall that we have, the water runs into our arbor, out onto the dance ground, and it's a very tedious job for our whip man to get that dance ground ready for the next, you know, we dance at 3, then we dance at 8. So in between sessions and stuff, if it's raining and things like that, or overnight, they have to come in early and do that, but we have water drainage issues. And from my understanding, the way it looks is that the guttering system, the current guttering system, is not adequate for the amount of rainfall that comes off that roof. And also, there are some sloping issues with the surrounding grounds. So we're trying to address that. And as you know, we had some storms during Gray Horse this year, and I got up early one morning and went out, and as I was driving, it's probably about 7 or 8 in the morning, and as I was driving by Pahuskan Hominy camps, I noticed that all the little portable shelters that we put up and things like that for shade and things like that crumbled. Water was in between those two camps, if you know the layout there. I said, there's got to be a better thing that we can do than have these little tents, something more permanent that wouldn't, if a storm comes through, it can weather that storm. And I thought, well, why don't we just expand that arbor and give Hominy and Pahuska, our guests, when they're there, a permanent shelter where they can dress, that they don't have to bring all those portable little canopy tent things and that can't really withstand some of the rains and storms that we have early in June. So that's why I got with Casey and Silas and said, let's get an estimate on how much this will cost. And they did and came up with some drawings. And I think you guys have those on you here. And those are our plans to expand the arbor a little bit, take care of our drainage issues, and give Hominy and Pahuska, our visitors, a more permanent camp and dressing area. That that way we can do away with those little canopies and things. That's basically why I'm here, asking you guys for money to see if we can do the things that we would like to do at Gray Horse.
All right. Committee, any questions for Mr. Tillman? If not, we have Mr. Johnson. Wants to speak also.
Good morning. Yeah, so Mr. Tillman reached out to me about, you know, these issues, and I don't think we've ever seen it rain like that in June. I don't remember it. Congresswoman Goodfox sent me some video of Hominy this June. It's just as bad. So I think we've got a plan to, we're working on getting a plan to work on that issue as well. Like he said, he reached out to us, Mr. Saperhoodle. We had some contract money, in tribal development. So we reached out to Lance Woolsey, at the Wallace Design Initiative, sit down and come up with some kind of, you know, plan to mitigate these things. We're never going to be able to get rid of rain altogether. I mean, it's just Mother Nature. She's going to do what she wants, but we can mitigate these things, you know, to make it better for our folks. And I'm pretty sure, Congressman Tillman, that I sent you all that stuff to the clerk, so you guys have it. And then that's what Mr. Woolsey will talk about. So having said all that, I'd like to introduce Lance Woolsey with the Wallace Design Collective, and he can walk you guys through all the drawings and stuff.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Mr. Woolsey?
Morning. My name is Lance Woolsey. I'm with Wallace Design Collective, and we were tasked to come out and do a feasibility study report on doing the expansion to complete the dance arbor on the north and south sides, as well as the addition of about 1,500 square feet for the changing areas on each camp and what that would entail, and also to address some of the water issues. And that's what is in that report. This is a conceptual type report, so there aren't any construction drawings per se, but if you look at the two aerials, the first one gives the overview of all of the projects that were looked at. The red is the expansion on the main arbor on the north and south sides, and then redoing the guttering all the way around with larger downspouts and a separate new larger collector system, because from what we were told, that the water would get into the downspouts, but then it'd come right back out. It couldn't get away. So that was our intent there. And then to get that water away from the camps and all is to go ahead and take a pipe underneath the connecting road between drive and over to between the two camps. And that would take all of that water underground and wouldn't be running across and into the camps that way. Probably about page 8 or 9 there. There we go. So the green line is the drainage, and what we would do is put a median drain there just north of that tree, not disturb the tree at all, tie the drains coming across from the arbor into that, and then take it on out over, and we'd have to look at survey and all to see just where the best place to daylight's. We don't want to take the water and create a flooding problem somewhere else. The two dressing camp additions to the camps are shown there in kind of the light blue on the north and south sides. The red lines adjacent to those are retaining walls so that we can level the area so that the changing areas are level with the respective camps. That'll also create more of a swale for overland water to flow through and into that median inlet. The light blue on the drive, that drive currently slopes so that it actually directs water into the south camp. And what we proposed is to take that out and reshape that so that it drains better. And then the budget in the last page was our estimate for construction costs, AE fees, and then a contingency, which is normal at this stage of the design process.
Committee, any questions?
Chair.
Congressman Maker.
I might have missed what your comments, but what's the timeline on this, if it's approved, when is construction to begin?
That I honestly don't know. We would have to get survey and geotech in to make sure of what the actual contours and the grading is currently so that we don't just create more of a problem. After that, probably 6 to 8 weeks on design and then construction. So I would say roughly 3 months after notice to proceed or after a contract was awarded for design that construction would start. And I honestly don't have a feel for how long it would take construction-wise to... The big thing there is going to be adding the north and south extensions on the main dance arbor.
Congresswoman Lemon.
This might not be for you, Mr. Wallace. Good morning. It might be for Secretary Johnson or Mr. Tillman. So when you, this is going to be a little biased. I'm just going to put it out there right now. Whenever the new arbor was built, they used my mom's family camp to keep all of their equipment. And my question is, there was some problems when we came back. Our water meter had been messed up. And of course, you guys didn't know that. I'm happy to see that you're not going to disturb a tree, because we lost a major, I don't even know how many hundred years old, Osage orange tree that had been there for a long time. And it wasn't on Cecilia's property camp part. But it was unfortunate that we lost that particular tree, because that's who our people make bows out of those. That's what we used to make bows out of. People still do. Anyway, my question is where will, ideally, where would the equipment be stored during the construction time? And my request is only that it not be on somebody's place. And there's some areas I know, and I understand the reason why you would want it close, because proximity, wherever you're doing the construction, all the heavy equipment going in and out and all that type of thing. But that it's just a thought to maybe think about that a little bit further. when it comes time, if this does make a pass. But I don't know whose decision that is on where they will keep their heavy equipment that keeps going in and out and that type of thing.
Yeah, Mr. Johnson.
Yes, Mr. Chair. So one of the problems with heavy equipment is you don't want to run it over curbs or cement or anything like that, because now you're going to have to duplicate, you know, work. You're going to have to repair it, et cetera. I understand that concern. We can look at possible locations where there is no cement that's relatively close, but those machines are going to, they're going to drive on the road that's there. I mean, it's just the way it's going to be. Now, to keep it off camps, we should be able to do that fairly easily. You know, family camps, things like that. But keeping it off stuff that already exists, I mean, you know the deal down there. It's crowded. It's really crowded on that side we're talking about doing the work on. So, you know, it's going to be, it's not undoable, but, you know, maybe using those parking lots, it depends on, you know, are they going to have tracked vehicles? Are the vehicles going to have wheels? You know, what will those driveways, roads, parking lots, what kind of weight do they sustain? Things like that. So, but that's a concern that we can try to address the best we can.
Thank you, sir. Yep. Follow up? Okay. I have one question, and I don't know if this would be for the engineer or Mr. Johnson. As the water leaves through this piping system, it's traveling east from the arbor. Is that correct? Yes, sir. And then where does it come out at? And only reason I ask is once it hits Osage Street, you've still got a camp there on the corner, and then you also have Bowman's camp down here that it could, because of the terrain. I just want to make sure it gets past them.
That would definitely be one of the things that once we get survey, because right now all we had was what we saw out walking. And it did look like it was possible to daylight it over there. If there's a way to daylight it into a natural water channel or something that way, that's the direction it would go.
Okay.
That's one of the things we definitely would want to do, is make sure we're not making more of a problem somewhere else.
All right, committee, any other questions? Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Chair. Probably a question for Mr. Woolsey, but we're looking at, we're 8 months away from June and our dances. And is it safe to say that if this bill passed out of Appropriations Committee with the due pass, you get the money? Is it safe to say that you could have it done before the 1st of June in those 8 months?
To be perfectly honest, I don't know.
Okay.
The thing is, if we get rains like we did last spring, that throws them off tremendously, especially for any kind of earthwork.
How soon could you start if it did get approved?
Well, the design portion would start right away. We'd have to get a contract in to Silas or Casey.
I could take that, Congressman.
Okay.
So I'm understanding we're meeting on the CBA today in one of the next meetings, right? That's going to dictate how fast we can start. So we got to advertise it. Just because Wallace Engineering did this concept for us doesn't necessarily mean they're going to get the contract to design and the whole deal, right? So that's 30 days advertising right away. Then you got to go through the whole process of awarding the contract. Are we going to do it as a design build? So the contractor and the engineers are all in one deal? Are we going to do the architect and engineering first, then bid out the contract? Because so all of that is going to depend on how fast we can even start drawing pictures. So you're looking at a minimum of 45 days before somebody is awarded and starts work, right? So if you had the money today and you advertise today, it is going to be a minimum of 45 days before anybody puts pencil to paper. So I don't know how we streamline that. That's the law. That's the way we do things. So, you know, you're looking at, and I would say a good 2 months. You know, if you ask me to guess, I would say 2 months before they start drawing, and then however long it takes them to complete their assessments. Because like Mr. Woolsey said, they've got to go out and do surveys. They've got to do measuring. They got to do all kinds of things. So, you know, before they even start drawing. So it's going to be a minute.
Thank you, sir. Committee, any further questions? Okay. The chair would consider movement. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Before that, and I'm happy to make that motion. But we did talk about, well, so right now we are all dollar. All appropriations are going from the Committee of Jurisdiction to the Appropriations Committee for the consideration update. Those people that listened in to the appropriations meeting the other day while I'm not on the committee, and we already know that we're over and we have to look at things, I mentioned and suggested that, you know, we're charged with this session looking at operational budgets for all three branches, and anything over that is something we could consider in a special session. I don't know where that's going to go, but I'll move this out, and then I will also be a proponent of moving it to appropriations like we've done with everything else. So at this time, go ahead.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Congresswoman Goodfox, I appreciate those comments. And I'm a little hesitant. I'm not saying I'm against it going to appropriations. I do want to ask one question. I know in the past we've done things, we do things differently. Seems like sometimes every year. I'm not complaining, just stating a fact. You know, we don't have A&E on this yet. We don't know when and if it can even be completed by this coming June. I'm not against it. I just want to put that out there. I'm not against it at all. These are wonderful improvements. We know that the drainage is a problem. I'm just wondering if we could consider appropriating possibly the A&E at this point in time and coming back and appropriating the rest. As a compromise, as a consideration, because we do not know if it's going to be completed or if that's a process that maybe our procurement department doesn't really like. I just want to discuss it a little bit more because of where we are in our funding. And I like the idea of always coming back once some of the dust has settled. So I just kind of want to discuss that a little bit. Thank you.
Mr. Johnson?
Yes, sir. That's actually my preference. If you guys can remember back to when we did the when Dr. Shaw did the appropriation for the Arbor, I think it was the Arbor. It was either the Arbor or the community building. It was a community building. And then the A&E got done and we had to come back in to up the cost. I'd rather not go through that again. I'd rather get the A&E done so we and then bring that to you. 1.6 is a good estimate, but that it could be 1.8. I don't know.
Thank you, sir. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Well, and to that, Casey, I know that Hominy has been thinking about the same thing, almost to a T. I mean, Mr. Tillman is right. This winter or this summer's downpour, it was a lot. It was a lot, and so we all, you know, yes, I sent you the videos of what our drainage looked like, you know, under the arbor, and even the manhole covers were they looked like fountains is what it looked like. So I know that two people from the Hominy five-man board have said, you know, we're interested in and arbor extensions as well. I have not heard from anyone at Pawhuska, but this might be one of those things that it's kind of all maybe addressed together, if that would be a better deal, because it sounds like at least two of the five-man boards are considering extensions, and maybe that could be one bid. If they're also wanting that, and you might at this time might reach out to Pawhuska to say, hey, we've got one five-man board that wants to do this. Now we have a second. What about you all? Do you all want to do this? And then it could all be taken care of in one appropriation. And that, I'm just thinking out loud. I have not heard from anyone at the Pawhuska five-man board, but I have for Hominy. And I know that you mentioned earlier that you're going to try to address their drainage issues from a different, you know, a different standpoint. So I, you know, there's that as well.
Mr. Johnson.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm not, I would have to talk to Ms. Wood and Silas and those guys to make sure. I want to say you could do it that way, but because they're two different locations, I don't know how you define it as two different projects, et cetera. I would prefer it that way. I mean, I don't see why not. It would make it less expensive, I believe. First of all, you know, the architects and engineers are already over here. So instead of driving back and forth, you know, come over here to do Gray Horse and then go back to Tulsa and then come back over here to do Hominy, then go back to Tulsa, you could do both same day, you know, if you had the time in the day. So, and yes, the rain was, I mean, that was a pretty epic event, probably not normal, hopefully not normal, but it's better to have a more robust system and not need it than to need it and not have it. So, you know, I can reach out to, is it Mr. Stabler? Is the
Pawhuska, and I believe Alicia is for Hominy.
Okay, I can reach out to those folks to see if they want to do something similar. Our solutions would have been done with property improvement funds, so probably wouldn't have been as robust a solution for Hominy. I would rather, you know, have the professionals come in and do a full on, this is what you actually need, and get it done that way. So I'm not averse to that.
Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And just a comment, being a member of the Gray Horse Committee, I don't want to speak out of turn or speak for my drum keeper or his family or the head committeeman there, but if the project was approved to go forward, and we got to work on it, as Secretary Johnson mentions, it 2 months into it, there is always that possibility of when we set our dates, we could rearrange and set a date. We don't have to dance that first. I know, and I'm not saying, but that is an option. We could set that date for at the end of June, which gives us another 30 days, or we could even set it for whenever we want. So I just wanted to throw that option out there as well. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was just wondering if the sponsor, Mr. Chair, if I could ask the sponsor a question, if he'd be willing to consider reducing the appropriation to the A&E fee at this time that is suggested, and then knowing that we're not completely finished with this, with the possibility of Mr. Johnson reaching out to others. I'm going to tell you why I like that idea, and maybe the sponsor doesn't, but so many times we get in here and it's, what about Gray Horse? What about Hominy? What about Bahuska? And this is an opportunity to possibly include all three. If it's a possible, I don't even know if it is, but I mean, it's one of those things that helps us not be so divided sometimes or feel like we're so divided. And, you know, I know that's what we're all here for, is not to be divided, because we wouldn't want to be in these seats if not. So, I'm just wondering if you'd be willing to consider a reduction based on the fact that we know that the other communities may need something, and also that we do not have a confirmation that on a date for beginning or for ending construction, and then consider coming back once we get the A&E and appropriating the money, and hopefully we can get a better time frame. That it's just a suggestion.
Congressman Tillman.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. And I know this bill in totality will probably be moved to the it's going to be moved to the Appropriations Committee. And during that time, I could have some conversations with Secretary Johnson and Silas to see exactly what would work best for them in this scenario. And so I don't have a problem with doing that, but I think it's going to move as in totality to Appropriations. And in the meantime, I could get back together with Secretary Johnson and get some different figures.
Mr. Johnson and then Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes, sir. We'll obviously work with Congressman Tillman. I'll have to reach out to other folks. I just wanted to remind the Congress that this is going to triple, you know, the cost at least, right? So we're not talking about 1.6. You know, in totality, it could be whatever 3 times 1.6 is. I'm not doing the math today. 4 point something. So, and so the A&E would be, it may be, and I'm not saying it's a fact, but it may triple as well, right? So depending on what we need.
Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. And the other thing is, you know, we haven't heard anything from Bahuska. They may not need anything. I haven't heard from them.
Correct.
No one's heard from them. So it could, you know, that triple factor, I mean, you have to consider it, but we would have to meet with them and ask them if there's anything that they would need. So,
Mr. Johnson? Okay. Committee, Congresswoman Goodfox.
Well, I agree with Congressman Tillman. We haven't heard from them, and the only thing that I've heard from the Hominy five-man board was the construction of the additional arbors, and they were, you know, I have not been to their board meetings where that has been discussed. I don't know that they're like, there's a significant amount of this has to do with drainage issues and paving. So I don't know that it would triple. I'm not saying it won't, but I'm just saying I don't think that, number one, I agree with Congressman Tillman. We haven't heard from Bahuska. They may say, we're fine. We don't need anything. We don't want additional arbors. We're okay. And Hominy may just come back and say, we'd like the additional dressing space, and you're going to address their drainage issues some other way. So that might be where we're at. I'm still a proponent of moving this out of committee and getting it to appropriations and doing what we have done from day one, which is address all cuts and decision making at the appropriation committee meetings. And we've been taking notes. It could be reduced to just A&E, but I'm not a proponent of doing that here, as we have been making those little notations between the sponsor and Congresswoman Redcorn and Congresswoman Rivard and the sponsor of bills where cuts have been discussed. So that would be my suggestion for us to keep following through with what we've been doing with everything and getting it out of committee, making the notations as sponsors, and then making decisions and cuts at the Appropriations Committee.
Mr. Johnson?
Yes, ma'am. I understand. I was just saying it's possible. You know, it will increase somewhat if we were to add three. And like you said, Pawhuska may not, they may be fine with everything. I just wanted clarification when you're talking about expansion of the hominy arbors. You talk about the visitors' arbors or the whole big giant arbor?
They're talking about the visitor arbors for Gray Horse and Pawhuska is what has been mentioned to me. If they've got any other plans, I don't know of them, but they were speaking of that. They were speaking of that. Not the arbor.
Well, yeah, that's what I thought.
That's a big
arbor.
Yeah, no, they just spoke to me about the visitor camps doing basically the same thing that you see right here on this. That's what they, yeah.
Okay, well, that's going to be a lot less expensive than the whole.
Yeah.
Okay, committee. Any further question? If not, I'll consider movement.
Motion to report ONCA 25-112 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Chair discussion, just real quick, sorry.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
But I want the committee to know that after this is reported out, that I will move for or ask the speaker to assign to the Appropriations Committee. I just want everyone to be aware. I don't want to just that. Okay. I'm a yes too. Thank you.
Okay. Where were we, clerk?
We need to vote.
Yes.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Those opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
We are adjourned. Thank you. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Those opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. Thank you, clerk.